By the early 1960s, the Beatles were a worldwide music and pop culture phenomenon, and they penetrated the imaginations of nearly every age group. For kids who were into Beatlemania, there was the Beatles cartoon show that ran from 1965 to 1969 in the U.S. One of the artists behind that animated program is Valley resident Ron Campbell, who also contributed to the Yellow Submarine movie. He'll be at Gallery Gersten on Main Street in Scottsdale through Sunday, exhibiting his Beatles work, as well as the animation he did for Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones, among others. He'll also be painting new works. Ron, how did the Beatles animated show get started, and then how did you get involved?
The Beatles TV show and the Yellow Submarine were really produced by King Features of New York. And the man running that division of King Features became a friend of mine when I produced for him in Australia episodes of Crazy Cat and Popeye and Beetle Bailey. And when he conceived of the idea of making a TV show of the Beatles using Beatles music, he sold that idea to the Beatles, and then he called me in the middle of the night for Australian time, you know, and said, "Ron, we've just sold a new show. We'd like you to direct the episodes we're going to produce in Australia." And I said, "Gee, that's great, Al. What's the show?" And he said, "It's the Beatles." And I said, "Other than Jiminy Cricket, insects make terrible characters for children's television." And he said, no, this is actually the Beatles. And, oh, I'd barely heard of them. It was like 1963 or 64. It's a long time ago now. I don't remember.
So for you, it wasn't, oh, my gosh, this is going to be John, Paul, George, and Ringo. No. I'm going to be drawing them. Okay.
No, I was a Beethoven guy myself at that time.
"It's no use, John. We can't rehearse with these people hanging about. Get out of there, you little rascal. You're ruining me tone."
"That settles it. We have to find somewhere else to rehearse."
"Lads, I know the perfect place. It's big and it's empty." "That sounds fine. But how do we all fit inside your head?"
One more question about the Beatles related to Yellow Submarine,
right,
which was, of course, a very popular, successful movie, still goes on to this day, and people love it. Was that sort of the same connection because of your work?
Yes, absolutely. They'd run into a little production difficulty. I was in Hollywood at the time working on a show you might have heard of called Scooby-Doo. It was the development of that show. And again, I got a telephone call from Al. "Can you help out?" "Yes, certainly, Al. What's going on?" And he explained the problems they were having. And they sent me scenes to animate that were related to connecting the songs. A lot of animation of the Blue Meanie and the Chief Blue Meanie and Max, his sycophantic assistant. We did just pencil drawings, and we shipped those to London from Hollywood. And it was about 12 minutes of the film that we animated, and it took us 8 months. But we were doing other things at the time. In the evenings, I was animating on a show called George of the Jungle.
So now, Ron, were you someone, I think many of us as kids, we will watch cartoons or animated series and we really love it. And a lot of us think, boy, if only I could draw that, or I could draw a comic strip. Were you ever like that?
Yes. Okay. At 6 years old, when my great-grandmother explained to me that Tom and Jerry were really just drawings, it was like an epiphany for a six-year-old epiphany. And it was, "You mean I can do drawings that can come alive?" And I'm afraid I became obsessed with that notion all through my childhood and into my teenage years, you know, refusing prospective avenues for life, always sticking to making stupid cartoons, you know. Here I am now at 77 years old.
So animation, Ron, has changed a lot. I mean, people use computers like crazy, of course. Technology has changed. Are you someone who feels like hands-on is the best way to do it? What are your feelings about tech and people using computers to do animation?
Well, if I was a young person now, I wouldn't, and that was me, not somebody else, but if it was me, I would not want to do animation anymore. To animate today means you sit in front of a computer, and the computer can do things that the hand could never do. On the other hand, the hand, I think, does things that the computer can't do either, you know. We called it pencil mileage, you know. That was, every pencil mile was money costs in production, you know. There was always attempts to keep costs down as much as possible.
So over the course of a 50-year, very active career, and as you said, you're still doing it now, going to different galleries and doing doing shows and whatnot. How many pencil miles do you think you've logged?
What a difficult question that is. Millions.
Artist Ron Campbell, who was an animator behind the Beatles cartoon series in the 1960s, as well as Scooby-Doo and Rugrats, to name just a few, he'll be at Gallery Gersten on Main Street in Scottsdale through Sunday.